Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
written by Jay Hatter, and the singer and the writer of the music is Xiao Yimin Chai. We start most of our shows with that little ditty. It's become quite popular. This is Deborah Lee, and you're listening to A Team of Voices Radio. We are sponsored by the poet A.P. Taylor, and we all hang at allpoetry.com. It's one of the largest sites out there and free to join. If you join already a member, you can find us under the group tab, A Team of Voices, and I'll meet you at the door. Just click and I'll see you there. If you'd like to call to participate, the number is 1-646-668-2837. Again, that's 1-646-668-2837. And in the chat group, we share the links to the poems that you hear on the various shows. Each show has its own host, its own topic, its own kind of fun. Check us out. If you're in the group, you can find all the show information on the above the chat room on the topic wall. Each show starts with the date of the show. If you know you're available, click the date and see if you're inspired by the prompts inside. Hope to see you around. And on that note, we are going to be featuring work that was inspired by a photographer who travels around the U.S. and takes amazing pictures. His name is Mark Papke. And some of the art, or some of the photos that he snapped, are mind-blowing, and I can't wait to see what kind of poetry they inspired. And on that note, I'm going to open up some lines and get us going. And I'm going to start in the order of appearance. And we have our sponsor and one of our board members, Mr. A.P. Taylor, on the phone. Hey, A.P., glad you're here.
How are you?
I am well. Hope you are, too.
Yes, absolutely.
And another one of our board members, my big brother and co-host, Jay Hatter. Hey, Hatter, glad you're here.
Hey, guys. Hey. Hi, A.P.
And I have Mr. Wayne Gent on the line. Hello, Wayne.
How you doing, Deb? AP? Hey, man. You're doing all right tonight?
Yep. Glad you're here. We've missed you.
Glad to be here. Glad to be
back. And we have someone we haven't seen for a while on the next line. We have Ms. Brandy Chandler. Hey, Brandy.
Hi.
Good to hear from you.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it has been a minute, but I'm glad you're here. And
yeah.
We have some pretty amazing poems coming up, I'm sure. And I am going to, I think I'm going to go over and grab one and get started. So let me grab one off this list here and get the show on the road. Okay. Why the board is jumping around here? Oh, that's why. Okay, let me. I'm going to get, while I have AP here, I think I have one or two that need readers. So I'm going to start with those two. And
okay.
Here comes first one. AP, please.
Yep. Thank you. We've got, I think I'm seeing one by Pee Wee Kuzon. Is that right? Reflections as the first poem.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Well, that poem goes a little bit like this. Reflections cast Goliath's shadows on wall. Same cast within though will make one feel small. Above or below, cast to nowhere to go. Reflections thrown to wind, return peculiar than once had been. On water and mariner's shoes manifest sea witch's view. You've cast a reflection, but does its shadow cast to you? The seeing eyes able, glimpse other side of a fable. Could he come back whole, return trip without parole? Within time, time itself will lie. Years have passed you by. Boy staring at a limpid lake, the empty husk that a man has taken. End poem.
Thank you. I love the title, Reflections. And then there's something about the expression, Reflections cast Goliath shadows on a wall. Goliath, you know that it's meant to let you know that those shadows are pretty big. And I think that's actually the first time I've heard Goliath shadows as a metaphor, so that's pretty clever. And down a little further, on water and mariner's shoes manifest sea witch's view. I like the thought of that. I'm trying, as I comment to, okay, I found it, to grab his art so you guys can see what he is writing to. I'm two voices right now to put it up so you can see it. Then I'll finish my comment. And here it is. Okay. This is the art that inspired Pee Wee Cushion to do his. And I am... There it is. Okay. It's going really slow. Annoying when that happens. But anyway, you see the beautiful picture that he wrote to. And there's something about, there's a sadness about the tree to me because it's not standing there in that water. It's sort of laying there. It's like a really intricate, beautiful piece of driftwood. But I do think that the tree is still alive. Anyway, I like we're seeing eyes able glimpse other side of a fable. I could see a story building around this tree. I just think, and of course the couplet at the end, boy staring at a limpid lake, empty husk of a man is taken. And the thought of a man versus that tree, that there's just this really powerful emotion that comes from it. Like the tree can see its reflection, and when often people look in the mirror and sometimes it gives people pause when they're looking in there. Sometimes you just smile, but there's just such a sadness that goes with this, and I think that he brought that emotion out in his poem. You cast a reflection, but does its shadow cast a you? What a question. It's a thought-provoking brevity. Thank you, Pee-wee. And AP, you read. What did you think?
Yeah, look, there is a sadness in it. And I sort of saw the tree as sort of being something that it may be living or may not be living, and just that question of the bigger, you know, the existence and what part do we play coming through. And I think he did, you know, really well to explore it. It's a big theme, and he went there with it.
Great comment. Thank you. And Hatter, what you think?
Yeah, I like the premise of the whole thing. I wonder if he's using parole. This is the comment that I asked, and I wonder if he's using parole as a verb, as a noun, or a verb, a metaphor, rather than actual parole. Thought that's clever if he did. It speaks well to the. It wasn't that long ago that man thought reflections was a door, archway or doorway to another place. In the, I don't know how long we had mirrors, a couple hundred years.
Well,
that was very good. Very good, Pee-wee.
Comment. And Wayne, what did you think?
Well, it's a wonderful poem, but I got out of this wonderful poem of an old sailor reminiscing about his earlier days. There's some sad and lonely emotions in this poem. It's quite touching. And he said it all in the line where he said, the years have passed you by. Only more or less he knows his time is passed him by, and he's sad, but even the sadness in this poem made me feel good. It's got a good feel to it, even though it's sad and kind of lonely feel to it. I like it a whole lot. You did a good job.
Awesome comment. And Brandy, would you like to comment on that poem?
It gives off like a, maybe it's just me saying this after coming back from being on where I was at. It feels like a metaphor, feeling in a physical way. And after seeing, I was wondering what the picture would look like, and then when I saw it, I was like, okay, yeah, I get it now. The tree stands for something, even though it looks like it's by itself, it's not really by itself.
Awesome comment. Thank you very much. And let me go over to the studio and say hello to Sky, Sky, Sky. Hey, Sky, glad you're here. And I know you have to go, so let me shoot over and grab a poem to put on the board. And did you see the message I just sent?
Yes, I did see the message.
Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, all right. I'm putting, this is the one that is on the photography this week. So as soon as you see it, show us what you got.
Right. This is Yavanna. She likes wild spring tree blossoms, sunny mornings, and daffodils. The lark that blends his song in the high hall of Manway's Hill. The mystery that gathers in each pearl of dew, as if the tears of Olmo never bid adieu. And poem.
Awesome. And Skye, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the second one up because they're both such, it sounds weird to say such small brevities, but I'll have you read them both and then we can comment on both. That way it can get you to bed sooner. So I'm putting that one on the board right now and then I'll comment on both of them. So here's the second one, please.
This one, it said the dead never return. But I see you in all those hollow spaces, those corner palms that turn over the stone, whimpering and kneading, as if to callous ghost-like hinges, to make them rough, thick-hearted and impenetrable. I hear you in the small, almost shapeless eddies of sunrise, those glimmers echoing on glass, ever fleeting, haunting in their eclipse. End quote.
I'm going to comment backwards because this is the one you just finished reading. But, like, it is said the dead never returned. And I wondered where you would take it. And I listened to you read, to beg them, thick-hearted and impenetrable, but those last two stanzas. I hear you in the small, almost shapeless eddies of sunrise. Those glimmers echoing on glass, ever fleeting, haunting in their eclipse. I love that. I hear you in those shapeless eddies. I it's like a visit, and it sends me back to your title, where the dead never return. But I feel they do there when you can hear them, and the glimmers echo. I mean, I think that this is gorgeous. I think that it says that you can have, they can return in ways like, to me, they're with you, and sometimes you hear them, and I just think that this is really awesome and taken in a completely unexpected direction. I always love the IOUs. I don't know what it is, but great share. And back to the first one. First, tell me about that title, Skye. Yavanna. Is that a name or a place?
So I use inspiration because my new series is coming out next month for Team of Voices, The Silmarillion, and I'm doubling. I'm writing poems for my own show as well, inspired by some of the photos. Apparently, I only write for you now. I got to take the time. So Yavanna is actually one of the Valar from the Silmarillion book that I'll be doing by Tolkien. So she is actually the person who created, like, trees and plants and, you know, with her music, you know, kind of put that into fruition. And Manway, if you look at it, where Tolkien kind of took from all different religions and myths, Manway is more like, I would say, the closest to Zeus, and then Olmo is the closest to Poseidon. So you just have to take that into context, that those three names are from that.
I think that you also described a lot of beauty in this one, along with sounds like the lark that's blending the song, and this one, with just a couple little couplets, you have tickled the senses. And now I'm curious about that particular show, so very cool. to Bun Brevity?
Well, the first contest is actually open right now for the Music of Einar. So, you know, definitely check that first contest out.
I'll bookmark it right after the show. And I'm glad you were able to call. Let me get you some comments before you go to bed. Wayne, what did you think?
All right, let me take it up here. The last poem was my favorite act of the last, and it had a lot of emotion in it. She's missing her lover that she had. It's never lost love, and she's missing her lover. And when just thinking of her, or thinking of a person makes you hear voices, and it's a pleasant thought. It's pleasant. She likes the hip hop. She likes what you hear, but she's still sad in her heart, because she knows it'll never be again. So I got out of it. Pretty good poem. The first poem, I have to go back to it, History is a very colorful poem. It's lighthearted, and it's put a lot of spring colors in it. I forgot what I wrote down, so I'll have to read it later, but I enjoyed both poems. It's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great comment, Twain. And AP, what did you think?
Yeah, well, I was madly going backwards and forwards like you trying to work out Manway and Yavanna. But before I go there, I've got to go to the second poem. I love the quote. And I sort of thought of this as I'm sort of highly into the sort of Star Wars way of the world and the Force. And bear with me, because it seemed like it was that sort of sense of the world that's changed by its people in it, and so that's the reflection that you were talking about in the poem, I think. But I really enjoyed it because it had a real sense about it and feel about it. Now I'm going back to the first poem because that was a little bit different. It looks really simple and easy, this poem, because it's just if you look at it at one level, it's just two quite simple stanzas that rhyme, but it's beautifully linked back to the beer of all things from a Tolkien perspective, and it's a lovely little rhyme, a beautiful little second set of meanings. So I enjoyed that very much.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. And Brandy, what did you think?
You know, I'm gonna have to backtrack too. To the first poem, Yavanna, I hope I pronounced that right without murdering it. It deals in the realms of spring. You know, spring means, you know, puppy love and, you know, not, you know, the fondness of youth. And forgive me if I'm being rusty on this, but I have to, as for the second poem, I do have a poem, but it's not for the pictures or anything. I lost the page. Darn it. Where is it at? Okay. That's for the second phone. Let me bring it up. I was listening and typing at the same time, so I kind of lost track a bit, so forgive me. The picture itself is like, okay. Then I was reading the poem. As I read the couplets, I was like, okay, I see where this is going. It there's a sadness behind it. In a way, but it's not a huge sadness, you know. The imagery is just, you know, even without the picture, you see the picture in your head. You see the scene just going by, you know, and everything. And, yeah, wonderful poems, wonderful.
Thank you.
And, Wayne, to answer your question, life, honey, life. I've been writing, so.
Ooh. I just asked what you're commenting on. Yeah, I'll put that tape back again.
Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. And like I said, I appreciate you calling. I know it's been a really long day, Sky. Thank you so much. Get some sleep.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sky.
You too.
Bye, Sky.
Okay, now, AP, I know you had said that you only had about a half hour. Hatter, you never answered me. Did you need AP to read your poem?
Sure. I would like to ask a question, though.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to ask a question. The Yavanna, immediately I got the image or the, I don't know what it means. What does it mean when the sisterhood of Yaya, what is that? What does that mean?
It was
a movie,
can I have a go,
it?
Deb? The rings patter. He basically constructed a series of sort of gods and demigods and people that you know, like the Greek gods, except that they were specific to his kingdom. And Yavanna was basically the giver of fruits, responsible for the growing of all things in one part of the Tolkien universe.
Okay, I was talking basically the sisterhood of the Yaya. What is it? It's a chick flick.
It was standalone, but it also, if I understand correctly, was also part of the whole creation thing that Tolkien put together. But yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
It's a separate film. Yeah.
I always wondered. Okay.
Cool. Now, Hatter, I'm sorry, did you answer me? Did you need AP to read for you?
Yeah, he can read it, please. I'm down to one pair of glasses that don't, I can't read much, so.
No.
So good. So good. So this is a poem, In Search of Things I Cannot See, and it goes a little bit like this. It creeps along with ancient tales, giving cover to cryptic wails, hiding eyes that looks at me in search of things it cannot see. The words not heard when screamed out loud, monsters feed within the cloud, taken back to feed the myths, heed the warnings that go like this. Beware the fog that creeps along but never stops to test. It can only be the prophecy, feeding on the rest. End poem.
Thank you, AP.
Thanks, AP. I didn't even realize when AP read this for you.
I know,
that
me.
It was,
I know.
From this show.
I didn't either.
No, it's fine. It's a pretty brevity, so it's cool to hear it. And I still, in search of things I cannot see, it's like a play on words to me. Like you have the words you cannot say, and now we have the things you cannot see. And I, for some reason, I think you should expand on that a little bit. I don't know why. Anyway, I like the ending. You wear the fog that creeps along but never stops to test. It can only be the prophecy beating on the rest. Beating on the rest is sort of a spooky ending there, Hatter. Like I said, I love the feel of the shape-shifting clouds in here. I liked hearing it again. Thank you for bringing it. And
thank you.
Wayne, what do you think?
I think it's a wonderful poem. It goes good with the picture. I picked the picture up the other day, and I started to paint it. And I painted it about halfway through, and I was almost halfway through, and I said I couldn't. It's a beautiful picture, but if you look at it, it's hard to make out what it really is. So if you make a painting of it, it don't come out worth nothing. So when I got through looking at it, I said, well, it looks just like it, but I don't know why I got to look at it. So I painted over it. Anyway, that's my story about the painting. But he did a good job on this, man. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Wayne.
Great comment, Wayne. And how about you, Hatter? I mean, yeah. How about you, Brandy?
We all been down that little short bus road. you know, it's a feel of realism, folks, if you think about it, you know. How can I put this? It's the realism, it's like that of oneself. You sit there and you ponder. And before you know it, the epiphany hits you. So subtle but powerful, you just don't realize until, well, it hits you.
you know. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah, I'm going to the fog.
Oh, yeah. That's where I've been for the past couple of years, in the fog and moving. Mm-hmm.
Comment, you guys. And I see my sweet in the studio, so let me let her in. Sweet Pea.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you guys tonight?
Hey, sweet.
Glad to hear you.
Sweet.
We missed you. Hope everything's going wonderfully with the family stuff.
It is. The wedding was beautiful. Now we're just having the big old family after party, and it's been absolutely beautiful. Still hanging out here in Arizona, doing things with Grand Canyon. Yeah, doing a lot of things.
Well, I know that you are still happily tied up with the family, so I put yours on the board so that you can do a read and run for us. I'm glad you were able to give us a call.
Thank you very much. I appreciate hanging out with you guys. Love this picture. So this is what came out of that picture. It's called Secrets. In a barn raised a century ago, still stands in a valley below. Once painted red by a neighbor's hand, now stands as planks of grayish splinters, still keeps all her secrets. Having weathered winters and summer heat, listening to neighing mares and swarms of giggles, tossing fresh hay and tossing steaming manure, raising litters of sneaky kittens and mischievous puppies. Watcher of first kisses and heartbreak crushes. Instigator of broken arms and countless stitches. Master teacher of empathy, love, and work ethic. Guide for life and its rocky road decisions. In a barn raised a century ago, still stands in the valley below. Once painted red by the neighbor's hand, now stands as planks of grayish splinter. Still keep all her secrets and home.
My goodness. You know, when you chose this art, I obviously right away thought of the stuff that you've been dealing with and the collapse of a barn, because I don't want to say too much. And there was something here when you said, and then repeated, in a barn raised a century ago, still stands in the valley below. I love the part about it, once painted red by neighbors' hands. Back in the day when neighbors helped each other, and there was like barn raisings, and if you needed to paint, everybody came and helped and got things done. And that now that it lays in planks of grayish splinters, it seems so sad. But then you close it out with that still keeps all her secrets, and I thought there was just something really profound about that, because it's like sort of like a play on if these walls could talk, but now that they've collapsed and there's just some splinters and soon to be an empty space on the ground, I guess those secrets are kept. But I just love the way you approach this. Totally unexpected, and something about the repeat of the first and last stanza fuels that emotion and drives it home again at the end. So I think that this is brilliant. Wow.
Thank you, Deb, very much.
Hatter, what do you think?
I love old barns. I used to draw them religiously. The barn raising thing, I loved it. I actually saw that firsthand. There was a fire in the valley where I grew up on my aunt and uncle's farm, and the barn burned down. The house was saved and everything. The barn burned down, and within 2 weeks, that barn was back up. And everybody just showed up with material, the labor, they took the time off of their own farms, and nobody complained at all, mainly because your day's coming and you're going to love it when they show up to help you. So it is a real thing. And as far as the barns, I met a lady once by sort of accident. Her name was May. And she invited me into her place, and she had this wall full of art books. She was quite an interesting lady. And she saw that I was looking at the books, and she said, we got to talk, and I told her that I, you know, drew barns and bridges. And she said, well, pick a book. You can have it. So I picked this book of the history of barns, the reason why they are shaped the way they are. There's a reason for it. There's a whole science behind the way barns are built. And, it's really brought it back. Thank you. I still have the book.
Great comment. And Wayne, will you comment for Sweet and then take a look in your inbox for me, please?
As I said, almost as long as could talk. This is a lovely poem. Listening about the past events, the good ones and the bad ones. The old barn is enjoying its memories now. It's old and worn out, but it's still enjoying its memories. And it's cool not sharing none with anybody else. I like the way this poem's got good flow in it, and the details are perfect, and I enjoyed it a whole lot. Good job, Sweet.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Hatter, very much, guys.
Randy, what you think?
Oh, wow. This reminds me back growing up, you know, being in the South, we see nothing but those dilapidated barns and old cabins. And I know just recently my boyfriend and I, we were driving down the road to his home. And that's all I saw on the back roads were those. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, reminiscing of, you know, being at great-grandmother's house and all that stuff. You know, basically, you know, it's just, in a weird way, music to the soul, in a weird way, listening to that. But, you know, everything has its secrets or something.
I like to put that brand.
Yeah. That's the best way I could put it, you know, and also y'all have to pardon me if I get quiet a bit. I'm dealing with a crazed cat. And I'm
like,
making a logo for my book, so.
I like the way you put that, though. You really did.
Thank you.
And Sweet, will you be back this week or next?
Next week, not this week.
Okay, that's what I thought. I didn't want to. I forgot to ask Skye about her show before she left, so I didn't want to forget you. So, okay. So, AP, will you comment for Sweet and then read yours for us?
I love the barn as watcher of events, and some fun and some not so fun, and some interesting, and you know, some that had been along for years. I there was something that was sort of like a tapestry sort of captured by a barn, which is really fun. And then, so I really liked it. And then, of course, I started thinking about rhyme because it's close. In a barn raised a century ago, painted red by the neighbor's hands, still stands in the valley below. Planks of grayish splinters stand, keeps all her secrets so. And I thought it would work really well that way too. Sweet.
Thank you, AP. I appreciate that.
Hey, Sweet, enjoy your trip.
Huh?
Enjoy your trip.
Thank you very much.
Have a good time.
I will. I am enjoying myself very much.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Oh, well, that's the most important.
All right, you guys
Thanks,
have a great
sweet.
One, too. Thank you, guys. I'll talk
enjoy,
to you all
buddy.
Soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Sweet.
Right. Okay, AP. Thanks for reading.
Well, what I do is write. Deb, as you know, this is Lighthouse Beams, a quatern. It goes a little bit like this. A stubby lighthouse beams towards rocks, pale light aglow streams as stars do waver. Galaxies far distant gather as bird flocks while the northern lights colors to favor. Display of universe where shadows stray, a stubby lighthouse beams towards rocks. Vessels protected from threats of grey, many lamps prance high as oval blocks. Like Tinker's house, wide coastline mocks, many a seafarer said prayers for the lamp. A stubby lighthouse beams towards rocks. Darkness plays hide and seek in the damp. Connected in both their beauty and waves, light patterns protect while travel unlocks. One man-made, another gaseous graves. A stubby lighthouse beams towards rocks. In the poem.
Awesome. The rhyme pattern, the descriptions, the metaphors, they're all so awesome. And I think I said this to you, but for some reason I really love a stubby lighthouse beams towards rocks. Darkness plays hide and seek in the damp. I just love the thought of giving that darkness a little playful side while it's playing hide and seek. There's just something about that. But my goodness, the stubby lighthouse beams toward rocks. It is one of the shorter lighthouses, so I thought it was very cool that you call it stubby. But there's just so many different ones. Pale light aglow steams as stars do waver, galaxies far distant gather as birds flock. I mean, I just think that the view that you painted with your words is every bit as gorgeous as the art that you wrote to. And again, great metaphors and rhyme and flow. Great piece. Let me let Hatter back in. Hey, welcome back. Glad you called back. And Brandy, what did you think of AP's poem?
Oh, now I see why I took the time off and then came back. Just for this. Oh my goodness, where can I start? Oh, let me catch the poem again. I'm sorry. Yeah, you have to sort of let me check this out because I love the word stubby too. And when you look at the image, it feels like a little stomp with a light. But I never but my mind ain't what it used to be. But the rhyming is flawless as always, you know. And you didn't do the faux pas that a lot of people that I've seen do, which is describe the image. You didn't do that. And for it to be a quatern, hey, go ahead.
Thanks, Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome comment. And Hatter, I don't think you were on the line when AP read. Right? Did I lose him again? Hatter, you didn't hear the poem, did you?
No, I'm sorry. No, my phone's messing up. It's just kicking me off. No, no, so I apologize.
Okay, I just wanted to double check. Wayne, before we play your recording, will you comment for AP?
Sure. Let's see. This is a lovely poem that romanticizes the light of the lighthouse. Every line in this poem is a story itself. It's a wonderful write, perfect balance, great rhyme. I like the flow, and the storyline is perfect. I wish I was a lighthouse. Great job.
Thanks, Wayne. Cheers.
Very cool.
I wrote about a lighthouse. I wrote about a lighthouse also.
thanks, Wayne. Thanks, Deb, too. I'm going to disappear stage left, but have a great show, and we'll talk soon.
All righty.
Thanks for the other poems. Appreciate it. Love
thanks,
and respect.
Okay. Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, you guys click on Wayne's poem, and he has made us one of his wonderful sound clips, so we will push that. Hatter, do you see Wayne's poem?
Yes, I do. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and after we read Wayne's, we have Angels, Gerald's, and Brandy, did you say you do have one?
Yeah, but not for the... I mean, not for it's not related to the images or anything. Just a regular poem.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, yeah, we have Wayne's, and then we have the three to go. So it's close to, okay, here comes the recording by Mr. Wayne Gent. And I'm refreshing because for some, there it is. Okay, here we go.
This is called A Divine Light by Wayne Gent. In my beliefs, I stand alone with moral ineptitude of stone, and with great light I've shown the safest way I have known. I sit in silence throughout the day. I trust not what the sailor would say, but in darkness of night I know the way, and thankful as I look out across the bay. Like stars above, clear days seem norm, but darkness comes, no guidance in the storm. With fear and doubt of men who's lost, I'll light their path with little cost. Guide them through the ocean sand, place their feet upon solid land. Tell of a brighter light that shines so grand, and teach about God's only command. Have lit the way for years of past. A beam of hope is what I cast. I stood and watched the years go by. The tragedies I saw, I don't ask why. I came across his light so bright, with comfort and care, I've given his light, peaceful and calm, like the photo pictures, showing we're all one of God's creatures. In.
Wow, what a great message. I love the way you ended that, Wayne. And you know, I know I've said this before, but it's just because it is really true. You are really, really good at pairing what you write with the music that you choose for the background. There was something. I'll go with your title. There was something divine in the melody, like a soft music box or something. You know, and mm-hmm. I sit in silence throughout the day. I trust not what the sailor would say, but in darkness of night, I know the way, and thankful as I look across the bay. I look out across the bay, and just that part right there is paying so much respect to the lighthouse, because for the longest time it was the only way sailors could navigate in darkness, because those lights mm-hmm. were there, you know, and over the years, I feel like quite a few have been neglected. And, like, you know, I mean, I couldn't even imagine how awesome it would be to live there, one of the ones that have, like, a mm-hmm. home. And that would be heaven to me, be there at the ocean and be able to climb up and that view. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to pull me down from the tower, the light tower, you know. But you gave such gorgeous. You paid homage to this lighthouse in an extremely beautiful way, and it touched me. And I loved that the peaceful and calm, like the photo pictures showing, we are all one of God's creatures. And I think that was an absolutely gorgeous message to end it with. This is beautiful, Wayne.
Thank you, Ed.
It's my new favorite.
Thank you.
Hatter, what you think?
Yeah, the lighthouse was a part of the existence of the sailors back in the day. We see it as just a light on the, you know, some point of land. It's all the sailors. I mean, they needed it in order to avoid the rocks when coming home. They didn't have other landmarks per se.
They couldn't tell the shore was.
Yeah, I mean, I think we take it for granted the history of the lighthouses. I had a site on Facebook for years. It was some of the coolest looking lighthouses in the history of each one. Yeah, and then, did you never seen the fog? You don't want to live in a lighthouse.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Lighthouse.
Yeah, we will be out in the fog, that's true.
Good job.
Great comment, Hatter. Brandy, what you think?
Oh, my God. That would make me fluff up everything after being away for so long. I don't even know where to go. I'm stunned. You know, it's so beautiful. And the music background just fit the tone, just set the tone for everything.
Thank you.
It really did.
Thank you very much.
Again, you got the little stuff over Lighthouse, you know, the mini version of mini. But I still loved it. It just suited everything, you know. Yeah.
Appreciate the comment. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Great comment,
Brandy. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, did you click on Angel?
Deb, I'm sorry, go ahead, for a second. I got an announcement to make.
Please,
just bring it.
Real quick.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Okay. Well, the other day I got upset at Felon and I killed her. So I was going to let everybody know. I can't, you know, you read the poem, but nobody else got to read it yet. So if they want to read it, they can. It's called Fella's name in it. But it's if you want to see how she died, I read it today. It's kind of R-rated. She can't play it on the radio if you want to hear it. That's all I can say.
I also am aware of the fact that she responded to it, Wayne. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, she liked it. She liked it a little bit, I think. She kind of enjoyed it.
Once we get back to her family, see if we can't get a little bit more of a un-PG-13 thing happening so that you can share that. Just saying. Okay, so we have Angel, Gerald, and Brandy left. So if you click on Angel, I will read for her.
Okay.
Tell me when you see it.
I see.
Got it.
Got it.
Alrighty. Got it, Hatter? Okay, this is called Sunflower Field by Heavenly Angel. And here we go. The wind blowing the stems back and forth. Feel the breeze on your flesh, winds that whisper to your soul. Butterfly lands between two slightly open petals. Gentle blossoms kissed, dewdrops with vitality, blooms wide open to peach and honey sunrise. From summer till early autumn, find me a beautiful sunflower.
Oh,
so pretty. You know, I think that Angel often goes for the sunflower prompts because, she's more than once said that it was her mom's favorite flower, and I love that she always gives them these gentle feel,
mm-hmm.
beautiful descriptions,
warm fuzzy.
And a tenderness, and
warm fuzzy.
Yeah, there you go. There's always a warm fuzzies that go when she jumps in and writes about sunflowers. So I wasn't surprised at all when she chose the art. And this came out beautifully. Thank you, Angel. It was an honor to be your reader. And what did you think of the poem, Hatter?
Very pretty. Very pretty. Fields of sunflowers are a spectacular sight. If you've ever seen a field like wheat or corn. Like this visual. I like it.
Great comment. And Wayne, what you think?
Well, I said, where is this place I'm going? And you paint such a soft, warm picture. I just feel like I need to hug someone. It's a great poem. In that line, the wind that whispers to your soul. This is good all the way through. She's nice and soft and warm feeling. Good poems. I like it a whole lot.
Great comment. And Brandy, what you think?
Okay, see, this is wrong. This is wrong in meaning that sunflowers are my favorite flower. And I remember, it's been a long time since I took a gray and white picture of a sunflower at my cousin's house before she passed away. And there's a true softness about this that just rises, that just slowly rises and rises and rises. And then you got the ending from summer to early autumn, find me a beautiful sunflower. Everybody, the way I see it now, being the age I am, everybody's a sunflower, you know. Everybody's a sunflower. That's what I got out of it.
Great thought. Great comment, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And Hatter, did I let you comment?
Yes, it is.
I thought so, but I didn't want to. Okay, click on Gerald's, and I will play his recording. And then we will do Brandy's poem. Tell me when you see it, Hatter. Brandy, can you stick it on the chat wall for me?
Yeah. I got my poem ready, one of yours ready.
Yeah, just stick the link on the chat wall for me while we listen to Gerald, please.
Okay.
And here we go.
Never Getting What I Want, written and read by Gerald Green. My prayers drift into the universe, seeking but cannot be bought. Never finding God, it seems, traveling at the speed of thought. I've heard the best trajectory comes from a bended knee, and yet there appears no evidence that posture works for me. Maybe astronauts will benefit, absorbing each complaint and tear while zooming through my missing prayers somewhere beyond our atmosphere. I'm sure that some will not be found, have gone too far, too fast, when I have prayed so hard it hurt in rare outbursts that seldom last. My want list grows, my faith wears thin, my attitude resembles sin. Perhaps I'll try a new technique and change desires that lie within.
You know, I the title Never Getting What I Want, I was wondering where he was going to take that, because I didn't put it there because I when there's a title to the art, I try not to put it there because I don't want to influence someone to write in any certain direction. I wanted them to write how it screams to them. But this just so happened to be a stairway to heaven. When he starts with my prayers drift into the universe seeking what cannot be bought, and you know how many times people have said if there was only a stairway so you could visit the people that you've lost. So his opening line was just like, wow. But it's seeking what cannot be bought, never finding God, it seems, traveling at the speed of thought. And towards the second to the last stanza, I'm sure that some will not be found, have gone too far, too fast, when I have prayed so hard it hurt in rare outbursts that seldom last. But prayed so hard it hurt, I've had those moments, and I could feel the overwhelming emotion that just goes with those words, so hard it hurt. And sometimes you just feel so torn. It's a test of faith, and I just think that he did an amazing job with this, and I also see that he won a silver award for it. Congrats on that. Never getting what I want. If only we could visit. Well, powerful piece, Gerald. Hatter, what do you think?
I liked it. He's just saying that if you don't get what you want, you never get what you want, change your desires. Don't sit and never get it, what you want, change what you want. I thought that was brilliant. Very smart.
Great comment. Wayne, what do you think?
Well, I said wonderfully poetic. Read like a neo-formalist gentleman would read. Your voice is devoted to truth and has vision. Excellent poem by an excellent poet. That's all I can do right now. Good job. Good job.
Great comment. And, Brandy, will you comment for Gerald and then read your poem for us?
Yes. Quick note. The second link is what you'll be clicking on, not the first one. I did a hiccup on that on my end. I got several windows open. Okay, now for the poem. It's surrealism. And yeah, it does give off the Stairway to Heaven. And right off the bat, I can't believe it was Led Zeppelin or the OJs who sang that. I can't really remember off the top of my noodle. But I love the way the last stanza ended. My want, this grows. We all have it. You know, we all have that want list. And then you got my faith wears thin. Well, everybody has that moment of weakness that they don't either admit to or they don't want to admit to. And in this case, he's admitting to that his faith is wearing thin. But then you got the ending that, change desires that lie within. He's showing change. Yeah, I'm not perfect, but I'm still going to do what I have to do to change me for me, not for anybody else.
And yours is on the board, so show us what you got.
Okay, it's for a contest, 8x8 picture prompt. And it not often do pictures speak to me, rarely they do, but I wrote it anyway. It's called Mutables. And it goes like this. Stitch etch-a-sketches of dilated styrofoam silencers. By nines of two, wordless STDs became crystallized turnabouts in poem.
Wow.
Turnabouts.
You know, the stitched etch-a-sketches, what a brilliant description, because I could never draw something like that on Etch-a-Sketch, but just
I didn't
the
draw
thought
it,
of
so.
It. Yeah, but it just seems like a perfect description for it, of dilated styrofoam silencers. You are also one of the people that can come up with some really clever brevities that I would have never thought of, like the styrofoam silencers or the Etch-a-Sketches. I just think that's really cool. And I don't want to take every line, so I want to leave something for the guys, but you're very good at brevities. And this is an example of that. Very clever share.
Thank you.
Hatter, what you think?
It was short. yeah, the Etch-a-Sketch. You know, I think very few things you could include in a poem and still consider it old school. Etch-a-Sketch would be one. Everybody knows what that means. Everybody knows the toy, the most frustrating toy there ever was.
Yes, it was. But fun.
For a while, as it flies across the room.
Throw it outside in trash.
Yeah. Everybody had one.
Awesome comment. And what did you think, Lynn?
Can you hear me? Hello? You there? I thought this was a neat poem. I remember the sketch pretty well, but I don't know. You kind of lost me after you got past that. I don't know nothing about the nine, but these were the STDs became switched out. Somebody kind of got over my head, but this is a great poem. Reading is great, but I'm a little bit too old to know what that means. But it's a great poem. I enjoyed it. Come back.
You're not too old.
Too old. You're only as old as you feel, Wayne.
Exactly.
I don't know what it means. I don't even know what it means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I'm just double checking real quick. Okay, so that was the last poem. So I'm going to tell you about the things that are coming up. The next show is on the 6th, and that is with Sky, and she usually tries to go live around 9, but just keep an eye on her topic board. And she's doing the musical, she's doing Musical March, and the first installment of that is Cry Baby, and she's got some videos. She's got options of you can pick quotes, characters, scenes, anything that it inspires you, and she's got a whole bunch of views to choose from, different songs. You could listen to the song and write what it inspires, or like AP often does, rewrite the song and sing it for us, or just read, whatever that inspires. Like I said, that's Wednesday with Sky. And then on Friday night at 10, we have open poetry on the Liquid Damage Lounge. And that's, again, at 10 p.m. And on Saturday at 9 p.m., all the times I quote are Eastern, at 9 p.m. with A.P. Taylor, is open poetry. And Hatter and I hang out with A.P. as he hosts his show. And then that brings us back here to Monday. And Monday night will be the first of a series that I have with a whole bunch of different colors. And the first color that we're going to emphasize is the color green. So all the art is green, whether it's scenery or objects or critters or whatever, but there's some really amazing green art to choose from. Just thumb through and see what tickles your muse and grab your art before somebody claims your favorite one. And each week I will present you with a new color and a whole bunch of beautiful art that mostly features that color. So go ahead and click on that and choose your art. All the way back to here, and then after my show next week, we have a Hatter Jukebox show coming up. So, Hatter, do you know what that'll be yet, or do you want to wait a couple of days to start?
I stated that I was going to do Blind Faith. In researching that, I'm going to change it to the birds. We're going to visit the birds.
Sounds cool. All right. So there's a lot of great shows to look forward to. So all four links to the next four shows are on the board. Just click for information. And the fourth link is, of course, to next Monday where you can choose your art. So on that note, I want to say, Brandy, it was fabulous to hear from you. Wayne, I'm glad you're back. We missed you.
Thank you.
Hatter, my big brother and co-host, appreciate you very much. And on that note, I would like to say thank you to our sponsor, A.P. Taylor, also one of our board members. And the rest of our board is my sweet. I was so glad she was able to call in. And my big brother, Hatter. And I want to say thank you to Angel and Pee-wee and Gerald and Sky and Brandy. Brandy, I hope you call more often.
I've been gone for a long time, but I've been busy writing up my radio seduction book, so yeah. I'll try to come back when I can.
I know for a fact that that's hard work, so happy for you that you're gathering your seduction for print. Good luck with that, or break a leg, whichever you prefer.
Break a back, gotcha.
On that note, I am going to come over here, and I am going to play a song that we used to play a lot until we started opening all the shows with Hatter's amazing poem that Shout Even Shy sings, but we haven't heard this one in a really long time. Oh, and you know, before I put the song on, I'll look up the video and I will put the link on the board. There is a song out. It's called Leave the Light On, and it's by the singer Papa Roach. And the reason I'm going to put it on the board is because every time it comes on the radio or someone downloads it or someone clicks on the link and listens to the song, a donation is made for suicide prevention. So it's a beautiful song. I should have downloaded it to emphasize it. But in the meantime, look for the link when I put it on the board and just listen to a great song, and it causes a donation for a great cause. So on that note, we are going to step away with Shine Down. Her name was Alice. Love and respect, everyone.
Respect.
If I had a world of my own, everything would be nonsense. Nothing would be what it is, because everything would be what it isn't.
I invite you to a world where there is no such thing as time, and every creature lends themselves to change your state of mind. And the girl that chased the rabbit, drank the wine and took the pill, has locked herself in limbo to see how it truly is. Outside your
You see?
Thanks, Deb.
Her name is Alice by Shinedown. Hatter, I'd never heard of Shinedown until you played this song. And now they're one of my favorite groups, so thank you for that. And
you're welcome.
Thanks for hanging out with me again. I'll see you Wednesday at
yep,
the Sky
always.
Show. Love and respect,
cool.
everyone.
Yep, see you later.